24 detached garage at my house. And you know, it's costing me money, the further delay. We all know what's going on in the world with prices. So I expect that the township will address the issue.
Well, to give you an update.
Yeah.
We were having problems with the computer system, and Sean being an interim in zoning officer at the time, wasn't getting the permits emailed to him because he had no access to the building. For some reason, his computer stopped accessing the building, so he didn't have access to him. We've since corrected that problem, and that's why they were piling up at the time.
And he did pick up all the applications as of Wednesday, because I called him and talked to him.
Okay. There was I'm not here to talk about my individual issue, to be honest. It's really more of a big issue for the township.
I agree, Sarah.
But there were unresponded to emails. I don't know how that plays into what you've been dealing with, but I'm glad to hear you're addressing it.
Yes, we are.
We've been trying to address it.
Thank you, Jim.
And if you stick around, you'll hear us address it further.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Any other under public participation? Secretary's report.
Thank you. After the last meeting, I received several off disturbance inspection reports from the Pike County Conservation District. One is for a parcel in Medicine Court. Two of those are for lots in Milford Highlands, and others pertain to Econopac and the Cannon Bill site. Liana Ventile, the Pike County Tax Administrator, sent a summary of the county and local municipal tax revenue as of May 1, 2025. Mr. Mike Mrazinski, the Planning and Mapping Director, informed us that Luzerne County is sponsoring a Pennsylvania Municipal Planning Education course on May 15, 2022 and 2029. I also received a resume for the zoning officer position. Donna Tegan sent the Planning Commission's recommendations regarding the zoning map update, a meeting with the planner, and advertising for the adoption of the comprehensive plan. And that's all.
Just to keep you updated on the Econopac one, I did review the last statement they sent, and everything is in order over there. Correct.
I don't know what we got from Econopac. I don't think I received that.
It was the Conservation District's report on their work over there, and because they had problems before with the stream, everything's been corrected. They said there's no violations any longer.
Did that go to the supervisor, Shauna?
No, all the Pike County Conservation District inspection reports were sent to the three officers, the sewage, zoning, and
building. That's why I got
usually went to the supervisors as well.
Okay, I'll do that again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Moving on. Under old business, the comprehensive plan update.
Jason's online.
Jason.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, good. Jason.
Hi, Jason.
All right, hi, Jason. Were you waiting for me?
That's who's waiting for you, Bob.
We can't
Mr.
hear you.
Mr. Wood,
we can't hear you.
Your volume's off.
Oopsies. There we go.
Thank you, Jason.
Much better.
I was just didn't know if you guys had a day in mind to schedule this hearing, if you find it appropriate to do that at this time.
You feel we're ready for it, Jason?
I do.
Yeah, we're beyond the 45 days, right?
Yep.
That's correct.
All right, let's move forward with it.
Yes.
We've got no further comments from county planning, and we only have the letter from Westfall.
Yep.
As far as neighboring townships are concerned.
And the first time it went out, we took care of all the comments that were made. So they may feel comfortable with what we did. It wasn't many changes.
Tony, what's the next date that we can hold that hearing on?
Okay. Let me see. We have a public hearing set already for the meeting in June, correct?
Right, June 16th.
And the 16th?
Yeah.
Yep. So do you want to do it after that?
On the 16th, you mean?
No, I mean, do you want to do it on the next meeting, the first meeting in July? When is that?
July 7th.
Oh, boy. So much for the 4th of July long weekend, huh?
Yeah, it's on a Friday this year. So you'd be off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yep. Yeah, July 7th?
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Yep. I'm good with it.
You good with July 7th, Rachel?
Doesn't matter to me.
How about you, Jason?
Works fine.
I'll make a motion we schedule our
comprehensive
plan public hearing for July 7th.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye. Yes.
7:15.
Okay. And at the municipal building?
At the municipal building.
Okay.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed.
Aye.
Excellent. I'll see you all then. And I'll bring some copies. And Tony, you can touch base with me if you want and get this figured out how we want to do this.
No problem, Jason. Thank you very much for your help and your diligence in getting this completed.
No problem. Talk to you all soon. Thank you.
Take care, Jason.
Thank you, Jason. Next, under old business, zoning officer position. We do have an application, and I think
he is here.
The applicant is here.
I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
This is Stephen Steele. He's the one who put the application and resume in for the
zoning. Very impressive application.
Very impressive.
I updated it last minute over the weekend. But if there's any questions or anything you guys need, let me know.
I met with him on Friday in the office, and we went over the zoning book, which is a lot like his code book from when he was in Port Jervis, but he was Port Jervis code and building and official.
Code enforcement officer over there for a couple of years.
So he understands it. We went over the fees. He knows the office hours are $15.50 an hour, and it's 50% of the permit fees. And he's good with that. Do you have any questions for him? I asked him to come in. Oh, we did have the question for time.
When are you available, Steve?
I work for Verizon down in Westchester County, New York. So I'm up here by 5:30 traffic-wise. Weekends are free. We have no overtime right now. So after hours during the week or on weekends, you guys tell me.
He can hold office hours from like, let's say, 6 to 8, maybe two nights a week.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that would be his 4 hours. And that's actually works very well. I did that when I was in Matamoros, and people who work for a living get a chance to come in and get permits.
Would you be able to come in on a Saturday if a contractor actually
absolutely.
Needs
by appointment?
Oh,
by
yeah,
appointment.
Yep.
6 to 8 is great for individuals, but it might not be so harsh for the contractors.
Well, he'll meet with the contractors.
I can meet with them after hours.
Exactly.
I'd be glad to meet him on site, even.
That's.
I live only 10 minutes away.
That's great, Steve.
That's not bad.
Okay. Thank you.
I was working. Port Jervis was supposed to have a full time position available, and the new administration decided
to do away with it.
And I parted on very good terms with the building official, but new administrations have new ideas.
Yeah. Exactly.
I would retire from Verizon, but it didn't work out that way.
So what's your pleasure?
Well, I mean, I'm...
I don't expect
being a zoning officer
for over, I didn't come here for an answer now. Let me know.
Yeah, being a zoning officer for over 20 years, just going through the book with him and the fees, and he understands it to the T. I mean, he said things before I even had a chance to tell him what they were. So I know he's got the knowledge. But what I would like to do is appoint him as the assistant zoning officer to start with. This way, if he has questions, he can work with Sean. We do have ongoing projects. So to see where Sean is with him, so he knows where he's taken over from, and also Sean offered help for anybody that came in. So I would make a motion to appoint him as the assistant zoning officer.
I will second that motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 I do have concerns about the ability to coordinate with the office and with Tony. that's something that for him to move up from assistant to handling this matter for us as the zoning officer is going to present a challenge.
I don't think so. He'll be able to be in contact with the office and the because he can even take it during the day and make a phone call.
I have a lot of available time during the day because of my day job.
Can you hear him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize the mic.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I honestly, if you could hear him, that's great, Rachel, because when I'm home, I can't hear anybody unless they come to the mic.
I turned the volume up all the way on my computer.
Okay. All right.
I'd be willing to do Zoom if you want to do face-to-face.
Yeah,
easily.
We'll figure something out. I was only concerned about, and you answered my question, because I know that 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. probably isn't going to go well with the local contractors because they're up early and out. But if you're available to meet with them during the day or on a Saturday, that's fine.
I did that all the time over in Port.
That's perfect.
It became less of that and more of the grass police.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what I was doing. I was meeting with them on site.
Yeah, because someone's grasses were 6 inches too high.
Yeah.
We don't have that problem.
No property maintenance code.
We have no property maintenance
code.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good for you guys, but good for me.
Yeah. You never know.
Okay, moving on to new business.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Would you spell me your name, sir? I'm sorry.
Steele, S-T-E-E-L-E.
And first name?
Stephen.
With a P-H?
No.
V.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Under new business, spring vendor market. We have an application here to approve a spring vendor market to be held on 510 Route 6 and 209, suite number 410. The deed owner is Stefano Ferrosas.
Yeah, Ferrosas.
She wants to do a community event on May 17th. It's a free event from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. With a rain date for the 18th. It'll be the next day. She's going to have craft vendors there, small business advertising, food trucks, booths, coffee and lemonade vendors.
It's a zoning application that was submitted to zoning already, and John passed it on to us for approval.
So I'll make a motion we allow this special application for this
Spring Vendor Market.
Spring Vendor Market. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Have the office contact her, let her know.
You can contact her.
Question: what is the market? What kind of vendor spring market is it?
It's arts and crafts, and local craft small businesses. There'll be advertising booths, lemonade stand, and basically a food truck. These are all local craft type vendors. So that's what she's setting it out as.
Where is this?
It's at 510 Route 6 and 209.
Right down the road here.
It's like three buildings.
Literally four buildings down. Yep.
It's right next to Milford Chrysler in that lot.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is inviting the Planning Commission to a joint meeting to discuss Section 407 of the Zoning Ordinance.
All right, the Planning Board, everybody's read the comments from the Water Authority. we'd like to get together to discuss it. So the idea was to just invite the planning board to one of our meetings, maybe our next meeting, to discuss the comments that were on there, which a lot of us didn't find a problem with. But we want to discuss it together with the supervisors, and then if we have any adjustments, send that back to the Water Authority rather than having a joint meeting with all of us and the Water Authority. We thought this might get the project done quicker because we want to get 407 in place.
Right. You want to meet with us, or do you want us to meet with the planning?
Right.
Which one?
Just the supervisors and planning meeting.
Supervisors and planners rather than having a three-way meeting.
Right, but Gary's question was,
you want to hear,
do you want them to come to our meeting, or do you want us to come to their meeting?
No, they were, planning wanted to come to the supervisors.
They were willing to come to the supervisors meeting.
And they knew it was a special meeting date and not a regular Monday night meeting, right?
No.
Probably not.
No, they just wanted to come to a regular meeting and just go over it.
Yeah, but our next meeting is
the 21st.
Is the 21st, which is on a Wednesday, not a Monday.
Right.
That might mess them up.
That might mess them up.
Can we? Well, we can learn. You have a workshop next Thursday, right?
Right.
So we can make sure that they're on board with the Wednesday date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We can approve it contingent upon them.
I'll make a motion that we advertise a joint meeting with the planning board for our May 21st.
I will second that motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Okay, next is on the zoning map update request. We have a letter here from Walter Cressy, who just purchased Donald Quick property. Oh. It's signed by all four owners of that property, and they want their property to remain residential, not commercial.
Right now, the county's got it down as residential.
Correct.
And that's what they want.
And that's what they want. And I talked to Walter, and I told him all interested parties on the deed have to sign it. And they did.
And they have, and that's a wonderful thing, because now we can let the county know that that can stay as residential. That's no longer a comment that needs to be dealt with.
Right.
On the zoning map.
Since the last meeting, I met with Hickory Hills Association. They had their meeting here. We discussed it. They all, in agreeance, they don't want to be commercial. They want to be residential. And Meyer & Meyer is the management company for Hickory Hills. They said to have Tony just send a letter stating that we are doing the new map and what's involved, and they will distribute it to all the homeowners, or property owners, I should say.
So they authorized Meyer and Meyer to accept the notification, is what?
Yeah.
Right. So, Tony, does that hold legal muster?
If, as long as it's authorized at their association meeting, yes.
Do we need proof of that?
I will need that, yes.
Yeah, I'll get a copy in a minute.
Okay. Yeah, once they, if they authorize Meyer and Meyer as their agent for acceptance of service on the process necessary for the zoning map approval, that's their prerogative.
Yep. But they're able to speak for every homeowner who's affected?
Yes.
Legally?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, at this time, I'd like to go back and open up the salt bid.
While you're opening that up, just to go back for the joint meeting for a moment there, perhaps we should limit what is going to be handled on joint matters at that meeting to just the 407 proposed zoning changes?
Correct.
That was the request, was for 407.
Right.
And it should be limited to that.
Thank you.
Understood.
I'll make a motion that we limit the joint activities at that May 21st joint meeting to the 407 proposed zoning amendments.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 so fast. So we received one bid from American Salt, which has been our contractor for probably the last 10 years, at $128.50 a ton. I believe this is the same price we paid last year, which I can't believe. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion. We accept their bid at $128.50 a ton for 400 ton.
I'll second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Anything else on public participation?
I have copious questions. Just to back up on one thing, if I could ask, I believe this has been said before, so apologies on that, but the Section 407, what does that involve? Is that being amended? Is that correct?
Yeah, those are performance standards in the zoning ordinance for non-residential construction. So it would deal with any type of non-residential construction for zoning applications for conditional uses and non-residential construction. Those are our standards. And they've been updated to deal with some issues that became apparent during some meetings with the Milford Water Authority. And if I'm misstating this, anyone, stop me.
And just with today's standards changing.
Right, standards are changing. And since we did pass a couple of years ago now, a wellhead
protection ordinance,
also we were incorporating some of the things there. So that's really the amendments.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess support is being mobilized. There's a lot more support for this issue, but the Milford Knob, is the township getting involved with that, all that star in the Milford Knob? Just asking. Why has there been any thought of getting involved with that? I mean, I know that's really the borough, but some of the surrounding municipalities have made mention of it. I don't know.
I believe we discussed it at our last meeting.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I think we decided to participate in that letter at the last meeting.
Yes.
That's my recollection as well.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I know that issue's been brought up, and I'm sorry for not wording this question maybe correctly, but that issue of the trucks, is there anything new on that? I know the township was looking into that situation of those trucks using that one property, I guess, for having them there. Any thought about that, or is there anything new on that?
I believe
they haven't gotten anything from zoning.
Honestly. Nothing from zoning, but I also, my recollection was that it's been happening for so long that there's really not much we can do about it. Is that correct?
So then it's basically grandfathered then?
It is not grandfathered.
There's an issue as to whether it predates our zoning ordinance.
Right.
No, it's been there a long, long time.
Our first zoning ordinance was in 1986.
Can I ask a question? Are they idling or are they just sitting?
They're parked.
Just parked.
Oh.
Parked. There are only parks, Steve. But good question. Thank you.
I drive a truck. That's what I'm thinking.
You're basically guys that drive locally, leave their tractor, trailer, sit there while they're home. That's what it is.
Is it an eyesore?
It sits on top of the aquifer for the Milford Water Authority. Yeah. It's a long story, Steve.
You're going to learn that story. You're going to learn that story fast, Steve.
Yeah, the story's probably over 50 years old. You want it year by year?
Anything else on the public participation?
Thank you.
If not, I make a motion we pay the bills and
adjourn.
And adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So passed. Aye.